The Agora, the podcast about Greek current affairs. I'm Nick Malkoutsis, and I'm continuing to present on my own in the absence of my co-host, Phoebe Phronista. But I will be joined by a guest on this episode to discuss the state of Greece's property market. The sector went through a really difficult time during the country's long economic crisis. Property prices plummeted and construction activity more or less halved, with terrible consequences for jobs. But as the Greek economy has recovered over the past few years, the picture has changed. The problem now is that property prices are rising too fast, and many feel that construction is getting out of control. The balance has tipped completely in the opposite direction, and there is concern that locals are being shut out of the property market and that the building of new homes is making Greece's major cities even more crowded and unlivable. Added to this, there is controversy over the Golden Visa Scheme, the program that Greece launched a few years ago to attract foreign investors. As long as they spent above a specific amount on buying a property in Greece, foreigners could receive a visa to live in the European Union. The scheme has brought in billions, but critics feel that it has contributed to house prices being inflated to an extent that many locals can no longer afford them. I'll be discussing all these points with our guest, Stelios Bouras, who's a journalist that writes for the Business Daily financial website in Greece. Stelios has been following Greece's property market closely for many years. Before we get to Stelios, though, let me give you some figures that might help illustrate the points we're going to discuss. After all, providing context and perspective is what we're all about on the Agora. So let's start with prices. Unsurprisingly, during the country's long crisis, property prices plummeted as Greeks sought to cash in on their assets or get rid of anything that was a financial burden. In some areas, property prices fell by more than 50%. Since 2018, though, they have been on the rise. The problem is that the increase in property prices is far outpacing the rise in wages or income. A chart recently compiled and tweeted by Makropoulos colleague Yanis Mouzakis showed that property prices have risen by just over 50% since 2018, while wages have risen by just 20%. This captures perfectly why there is such concern within Greece about the property market and why over the last couple of years there is talk of a housing crisis, with young people finding it especially difficult to find somewhere to buy or even rent. Reacting to this concern, the government launched the so-called My Home scheme last year, which included low-interest mortgage support for young buyers, while it's also looking at incentives to bring unoccupied housing stock back on the market and to dampen the trend for short-term lending. The practice of purchasing properties, renovating them, and making them available on Airbnb or other short-term rental platforms has become commonplace over the last few years. It's identified as one of the key reasons that Greeks are being pushed out of some neighborhoods of Athens, as well as for the all-round increase in rental and purchase prices. This trend is also closely linked to the Golden Visa scheme, as many of the properties bought by foreign investors end up being used for short-term lettings. Greece launched the scheme in 2014, allowing third country nationals to obtain a visa if they spent more than €250,000 on a property. According to the Bank of Greece, there have been more than 24,000 property transactions worth around €6 billion since the scheme began. It has played a vital role in attracting foreign direct investment, or FDI, to Greece. The Bank of Greece actually estimates that property investments accounted for more than 40% of all FDI last year. Much of that came from buyers seeking to take advantage of the Golden Visa scheme. After repeated complaints that the program had been stoking a property price bubble, the government tweaked the framework last year and increased the threshold for some popular areas to 500,000 euros. The short-term effect was to boost demand in anticipation of the change. And then, once the switch had been made, it led to buyers seeking properties at the lower threshold in other areas. For instance, in Athens, investors started snapping up homes in the port area of Piraeus, where the 250,000 euro limit was still in place. This March, the government announced a new framework. The threshold for Athens and other popular areas is increasing to 800,000 euros, while the lower ceiling is moving up to 400,000. There are some exceptions that have to do with property conversions and listed buildings, though. Although the framework has changed, Greece is not willing to drop the Golden Visa scheme completely at this stage, even though the European Commission has called for all such programs to be wound up. Spain announced it would do so just a few days ago, while Portugal ended the awarding of visas for straight property purchases last year. So, as you can see, it's a complicated story, but one that is gaining prominence in the political debate within Greece. It was noticeable that the discussion about the housing crisis made its appearance on the political agenda ahead of last summer's general elections and has continued to be a mainstay of the debate since then. It's also a topic that is likely to come into any discussion you have with the locals here in Athens or in Greece more widely, particularly young people who are concerned that they are being priced out of the market, unable to find somewhere to live. So hopefully that sets the scene for you. It's a good point at which to bring in our guest and property expert, Stelios Bouras, to delve a bit deeper into all these issues. Let's hear from him. All right, Stelios, thank you for joining us on the Agora. We're going to be discussing the property market, the housing crisis, the Golden Visa. Lots to get through. I'm glad we have a property expert with us to guide us through what's quite tricky territory.
Hello, and thanks for having me.
It's a pleasure. Over the last 5 to 6 years, property prices in Greece have risen by an average of more than 50%. I mean, it's something that everyone's talking about, especially in Athens. Wherever you go, people are talking about the prices of buying properties, of renting properties, how difficult it is. Rents have also risen by a huge amount as well. From your perspective, what have been the key drivers of these increases?
Well, there's a few things that have led to this situation. The as you pointed out, the prices have risen astronomically high and dragging along with that with the rents. And if we have a look to see what's actually changed in the last few years, one of the key reasons for the increase is the drop in supply. And basically what led to a large drop in supply were a very large number of homes going into the Airbnb market. If you look at the numbers there, in Athens and in other parts of Greece, a large number of homes are no longer rented on a long-term regular basis, and the homeowners have decided to earn more money on the short-term basis there. So a large number of homes are now going towards that sector of the market, given the strong tourism sector, which we're seeing in the last few years. So that's one of the key markets. That's one of the key reasons for the change, along with the fact that after the pandemic, there were a lot of changes that took place in the economy and at a social level, the whole home working bit and staying at home more and having online meetings forced many people to reassess what they want from their home. And changes took place. Changes took place in terms of what people wanted from their living at a time where they also had a bit more cash from the pandemic. So we see a combination of different reasons that led to this sharp increase in the property market.
All right, and you mentioned the Airbnb there, and essentially it became more lucrative for people to put their homes on these short-term rental platforms rather than to rent them out in more conventional ways over, you know, a year, 2 years, 3 years, or longer term, or whatever it may be.
Yeah, that's right. And the numbers are quite high. If you have a look to see across Greece, the number of homes, the number of apartments that are placed on these platforms, I mean, it's in excess of 100,000. So, you know, there are a lot of homes which on a normal basis or pre-pandemic, let's say, or, you know, a few years ago, they were available for regular rent. So if you take that massive chunk away from the supplier, then you've got far fewer homes to choose for in order for people to rent.
Yeah, of course. And this kind of links into the golden visa scheme, which has come in for a lot of criticism in the sense that there is this idea that a lot of these homes are being bought up by investors who want to get the right to live and work in the EU and buying up property, putting it on Airbnb, and they're through that process getting the golden visa as well. The Greek government recently decided to raise the threshold in terms of the value of the property that people need to purchase to qualify for the golden visa. But other countries like Spain are scrapping it completely. What impact is the scheme having on the housing market? What have you seen?
Well, look, it's having a mixed impact. It is contributing to more demand. So there are more buyers for the same number of homes in the country. And of course, that's pushing up prices. So that's one side of things, that it's leading to higher prices, to more bidding. Now, people in the real estate business will also point to the other side of things, in that they'll tell you that the money that's coming in from the Golden Visa program helps fund new construction projects, the construction of new homes. That logic basically is supported by the fact that in Greece right now, there's very little bank lending that's going towards construction. So the funding for new construction activities coming from the foreign investors. And that in turn, construction activity, of course, generates jobs. So on the one side, we've got the demand from the foreign investors boosting up the prices of existing homes. But on the other hand, they're the ones that are helping fund the creation of new residential units. There's a mixed effect there, and we'll wait and see in terms of what the impact will be. In Portugal, where they withdrew the program some time ago, the demand did stop, but prices didn't drop actually there. So it remains to be seen what's going to happen now.
Okay, and this kind of story with regards to property, but also the Golden Visa, I guess we can split it into two sort of broader issues. One is the economic one, and the other is to do with the social implications. And let's just tackle the economics of it first. According to the Bank of Greece's annual report just out recently, 2.1 billion euros of foreign direct investment, or FDI, was directed at the property market here in Greece last year. This made up 42.5% of Greece's FDI for the whole year 2023. Now, some people might argue that this is a positive development. After all, Greece needs investment and real estate is attracting investors. But is there only an upside to it?
Well, I mean, there's some pretty impressive numbers. And you know, let's not forget that Greece has struggled to draw foreign investment. And, you know, it has done, and it often struggles to continue to draw foreign investors. So, you know, that's a considerable amount of money. Now, it is leading to funds coming into the country. One of the issues that has emerged lately in regards to these particular numbers is how much of a contribution does this have to the broader economy? Okay. So, and this is a debate which is being held particularly at a political level, that are these people helping create value for the Greek economy? And that's where many are arguing that, you know, that the money kind of stops there, and that these investors will, once they book their capital gains in their assets, then they can either, you know, withdraw the money again, or they will put these assets back on the tourism market in terms of the Airbnb or short-term renting. So, you know, there's that view that it isn't helping the broader economy that much. the point that I mentioned before is, you know, there is some growth coming from the construction sector, but that is also limited.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And looking at the social aspect, given that the price rises are mostly being fueled by foreign buyers, as you pointed out, rather than an expansion of credit locally, is there a danger of a bubble being created? And since prices are being sustained by foreign money, are we in danger of seeing most Greeks priced out of the market for a long time to come? And as I mentioned, that's the, you know, the kind of, I'm sure you've had it as well, in you're in a group of people, friends, acquaintances, and there's a discussion about this going on all the time.
Yeah, well, that looks to be the case, definitely. And it looks to be, you know, the squeezing out of the local population looks to continue for some time yet, because there's nothing really on the horizon that could change that. So the fact that, you know, locals will be struggling to in the housing market, yes, that does apply. Now, beyond that, the other point that we need to point out here is that in terms of the bubble, economists will tell you that in order for there to be a bubble market, we need an increase in supply. And that's where the risk increases for a bubble market. Alternatively, what the experts will tell you is that prices will either keep rising at a slower rate, or they will just remain steady if there is no sharp increase in supply. And that's what we have right now. There is nothing really pointing towards an increase in supply. So it looks like prices will remain steady. And that kind of goes against the theory of there being a bubble market, in that, you know, prices could be heading for a sharp drop in the short or medium term. So as things stand right now, many will say to you that no, there is no risk of a bubble market unless we have a large number of new projects coming onto the market and the market cannot support this large increase in supply.
Right. And you mentioned earlier about how the housing crisis, and by housing crisis, I guess we mean the lack of supply and also the fact that locals are being shut out, both in terms of buying and renting. It became a political issue ahead of last year's general elections, and shortly before that, the government launched a scheme to help young Greeks find homes to buy or rent through cheap loans and subsidized rents. From what you've seen, do you think this scheme has had an impact, and what tools are available to the authorities to address the situation?
In terms of the impact of the program for the younger couples, or for the younger people to buy their own home, there was a government program that did support this. It did produce some results. It helped a number of people get their own home. At the same time, there is criticism that it also contributed towards the inflation of real estate prices. And basically, what I mean by that is it was another measure that boosted demand. And that's not what you need in Greece, because this has probably been one of the main problems right now, that all of the government steps have been on the demand side. One of the when the Mitsotakis government was first elected, straight after the first elections
in 2019,
the government, one of the first things that it did is it reduced the MFIA property tax. Okay, and I mean, you know, that's great. Everyone wants a tax cut, but you're helping things on the demand side. What you need to do is boost the number of homes out there. And that's not what has been taken place up until now, which is why the problem is getting worse and worse. So that's what you need to tackle. Can you build more homes in order to help meet the demand? Helping more people buy more homes by giving them a subsidy or cash payments just worsens the problem. And that's what we've seen happening up until now. One of the interesting things that we saw in the latest changes with the Golden Visa, for example, is that they've tightened the rules, okay? So they've lifted the limit basically to 800,000 euros. In that package, one of the changes that they made is that if a foreign investor decides to convert an old building that was used for industrial purposes, for example, into a residential unit, then the limit in order to qualify for the Golden Visa drops to 250,000. So what they're doing is they're offering an incentive to foreign investors to come and get the visa on the condition that you invest in the construction of new residential apartments. And that is something that can help actually improve the market.
Okay, so do you see any other policies or prospects of an increase in supply? I mean, it looks unlikely at the moment, given that you're saying, you know, the banks locally are not lending to the construction sector and it's funding itself through the sale of homes to foreign buyers.
Yeah, well, it's quite hard to find anything else that will help in terms of supply. The measures right now are, as I mentioned, more on the demand side, and that's what we need to change. We have seen in the last 2 years, the real estate investment companies, the ones that are listed on the Athens Stock Exchange, they've been shifting their investments also to residential. Okay, so 5 years ago, for example, none of those companies were invested in residential. They were just invested in commercial assets, offices, logistics, and things like that, hotels. Whereas now, in their portfolios, they have added apartments, okay, in residential units. So that is also a measure, that is also a step that is aimed at increasing supply. This can help ease this tight situation. So another step comes from there. More is needed because demand is so high, but you know that's also a measure of something that can help ease prices in the long term or medium term.
Okay, and finally, Stelios, just to conclude, your understanding of where the market is at the moment, we're not likely to see a decline in rental or purchase prices anytime soon.
No, it doesn't look like that, and the interesting thing is that right now and for some time now, the prices have been increasing, have been continuing to increase, but Greek households and the budgets have been really, really stretched. So, you know, the really stretched financial resources of Greek households are still contributing towards these increases in home prices. So the point is, at what point does the home budget break and prices therefore have to stop rising? It looks like we're very close at that point. Basically, this will mean that the prices will stay where they are and perhaps increase at a much slower rate. This is one of the things that was pointed out in the recent Bank of Greece report. I think it was the governor's annual report that came out last week. And they, you know, in that report, it was pointed out that prices will remain steady. They will remain on an upward trajectory, but not at such a high pace. The increases won't be so high as the ones that we've seen recently. So that's probably the most likely scenario, both for prices and for rents.
Okay. Well, we'll leave it there. Stelios, thanks very much for sharing your insight here on the Agora.
Thank you very much.
That was Stelios Bouras, a journalist with the Business Daily website here in Greece. Stelios raised some really interesting points about the way that the property issue feeds into so many other sectors and aspects of the Greek economy, society, and the country's politics. I hope we were able to give you a better understanding of what is a complex but important issue, and that's where we'll leave it for this episode. Please do subscribe and rate us. There are a few more episodes to come in the fifth series of the Agora, so we'd like you on board. In the meantime, thanks to our guest, Stelios Bouras, to our producer, Thomas Dinas, and to our youngest listener, Aristidis, who started tuning into the Agora at just a few days old. We now have the broadest demographic of any podcast around. Thank you for listening. Bye-bye.